Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to the Sorta Helpful podcast. My name is Blake.
I'm Sonia.
And we are here. I was listening back to the other episodes and I realized that two episodes in a row, like really spaced out, I said, mi nombre es Blake or Balake, without even knowing that I did it beforehand. I don't know. I found that weird. So episode 9, which was before winter break, I opened with that.
Right.
And then episode 10 after winter break, I opened up with that again. And I didn't even know.
Perfect means to an end.
Yeah. So how you doing?
I've been better. I woke up feeling really like anxious for some reason. I still feel like really bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel in them.
We're just testing.
Okay. About these mics.
I'm sorry, because it's you see my levels?
Yeah, I see your levels. You see mine?
I don't know what's going on. Anyways.
I don't know how to explain how I feel. I feel really just not good.
You just woke up, you said?
Yeah, I did just wake up. I woke up at 11:34 exactly. My mom texted me, call me alone.
What?
So I called her alone. I mean, we were talking about a trip we're taking for spring break. And then I realized I gotta go record in like 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did that. I'm here. I quite literally just woke up.
Well, I had a little morning to myself. I don't know. Had some brekkie. Tried to upload some pictures for my photography. God, last night I had to like make a whole photography set. Like I put up a shower curtain for background and pushed my table and like literally put all these different objects into my laundry basket to bring them downstairs to make like still lives.
You had fun with that.
I did. It was a little stressful because I didn't really know what was going on, but. Yeah. You know, we do what we got to do for an extra credit class.
I'm really stressed about my
what's
I don't know what I'm doing in my class. Like, I'm in costume history.
Oh.
And I wasn't there on the first day, like the fucking syllabus day. So, because I wasn't in that class originally. I had to drop my German because I wanted to take it 2 semesters in a row, so I'll do it next year.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to take costume history because it's right at that time and it's perfect for my major.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so like, we have a pictorial journal due on Wednesday. She moved it back Wednesday, which I'm thankful for, and I have no idea what I'm doing. I chose the Russian Cossacks to do for costume history. I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know what that is.
And I'm scared.
Is the syllabus available online or something?
Yeah, it is, but it tells me jack shit. It contradicts itself.
Well, I would say try to reach out to the teacher. I know. I complain the same. I found that I do that a lot with certain things. It's just like, I can complain about something forever and never do anything about it.
And yeah, I do that all the time.
Not just with teachers, but
yeah, I'm in an intro to cinema and screen studies class, and we had this one-page paper due, and almost everyone in the class except for like one or two people wrote it on the right thing. We all wrote it on the wrong like topic.
Like, oh,
from week one, he wanted it on week two, but he wasn't very clear with it because
it's lack of communication, I guess.
Yeah, and I feel just really raw about it, you know what I mean? My heart feels raw. I feel stupid. And just he sent an email saying like, hi Sonia, thanks for the paper, your writing's jagged but I liked it. And I'm like,
that's
I'm
like
not reading the rest of this.
Passive aggressive.
Clearly
or something.
He hates me. I'm not reading any more of this. I will not show up to that class. I'm embarrassed.
There's nothing worse than a professor embarrassing you. I did something. Well, it sounds like a lot, but I just spoke up in one of my older classes last semester, and it's not that the professor made a fool of me, but I felt like a fool because, like, no one agreed with me, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a weird situation.
What was it?
New professor
was
to
astronomy?
A course. Yeah.
You spoke up in astronomy.
Yeah. Did I never tell you about that?
No, I don't think
so.
Oh,
God.
How are
you sure? Well, okay. Well, I'm not trying to call out any names.
Do it.
I had an astronomy class, and it was just like basic stuff. The teacher was good and great. I wasn't taking any notes at first, which was like a big no-no, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't tell us what to do to take notes. I didn't know if I was supposed to or not, so I just sat there with my hands folded, like, listening.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing, like, okay in the class, and then there was, like, an incident or something that he couldn't teach anymore, so a new professor took over the class
mm-hmm.
who taught, like, philosophy, or no, physics mm. and stuff, like, really more complicated stuff, mm-hmm. and just, like, I couldn't get a grasp on it, and he wanted us to do more math and all this, like, he would write all this stuff on the board, and I just was like, I can't understand any of it. And he's like, you don't have to do the math, like, to solve for anything. You just have to do it so you understand it. So I was, I don't know. But the first day I was, like, really upset, and I'm like, excuse me, like, you're telling me that we're going to have to do stuff that wasn't in the syllabus when I signed up for this class. And he didn't come up with a new syllabus yet, and I was just like, I'm sorry, man, I don't understand it. Your office hours are right when I have classes, mm. and, you know, I don't know. I don't know what I was asking from it, but then afterwards I, like, ran away and cried. Yeah, cried in a corner somewhere.
Yeah.
And then every class I just, like, had this sour gut feeling. And
feels bad.
I mostly forgot about it, but goddamn, that was a really bad day.
Yeah.
And a lot of other stuff was going on too. But to get to what we like to call the meat of the matter of this episode, the subject, I guess, is moving on. Moving on, getting over things, mm-hmm. whether that's when you spoke up in your class or a fight you had with somebody or a comment someone made to you. I think we should deep dive into that a little bit. Because lately, I've been doing some reflecting. I'm always reflecting. I don't know why I always say that.
I'm reflecting right now.
But yeah, the other day, it was weird. It was actually before we went to the hockey game.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn, I haven't been depressed in a while. Like, noticeably depressed mm-hmm. to the point where I acknowledge it to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started, like, thinking about it in my head more. And mm-hmm. then it, like, totally brought me down because I realized all the stuff that I kind of got over resurfaced. Mm-hmm. And I was reliving it again. And I was telling myself, I'm like, no, like, I'm okay for feeling this and, like, not still being upset about things.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But then I was just, like, I kind of, like, just all those feelings and emotions just, like, stuck to me again, and I couldn't get over it. And it just brought my mood really all the way down to zero where I used to be. I'm good now. Mm-hmm. I don't know why that happened. And it just made me think. I'm like, what do we talk about in the podcast? So I thought about letting go and just, I know it's, like, a really vague thing to talk about, but I don't know. You good?
Yeah, I'm just really tired. I don't let go.
Mm-hmm. you hold grudges.
I have a massive problem with thinking too much about it and then not making me feel worse about it and then be like, no, I shouldn't forget this, and this will just add to my list of things to be pissed off about,
like, forgive not forget.
Yeah. I do that a lot, but also there's times where I and same thing with, like, the depression thing, I can't not be depressed or just in a feel bad, like, anxious,
mm-hmm.
or just hate myself, because I've festered for so long in that state of mind where
it just becomes normal.
I don't know. I've never not done it, so I couldn't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's painful. I can tell you that. I wish I could let go. I mean, there's times where I do acknowledge it, be like, Sonia, listen, this, you're making a big deal out of it. This is, you're doing this so you affirm your fear.
Mm-hmm.
Calm down. You know what I mean? Don't affirm your fears. And then I feel a little bit better, but that feeling's still there in my heart, and it feels wrong to not feed that sadness.
It's sometimes it feels wrong not to be angry about or passionate about something that really meant a lot to you.
It feels like you're betraying your feelings and
yourself.
But I mean, I really can't tell you whether that's right or wrong because it's relative and it's dependent on situation. And I know nothing, so I can't tell you. But I feel like if I did start more, doing this more, moving on more, I feel like maybe I'd be better. I really need to go back to therapy.
We both started to go to therapy at the beginning of fall semester, and then you just wheedled out. I don't know what really happened. You just one day you're like, I'm not going anymore.
I did not have a great
Because you said it didn't really, she wasn't really helping you.
I was taught, and the thing is, I was in this like weird fucking place where I didn't know what I was supposed to be talking about in, in my therapy. I've never had therapy before. I've never gotten help. Because, I for a long time, I was, like, told, like, well, that's going to be bad for you if you go to therapy. There's nothing wrong with you. And the thing with that is, I went to this person. They said the exact same thing to me. They said, there's nothing wrong with you. It's just growing pains.
The therapist?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And you need to go to the one I went to because she was awesome.
And the thing is, it might have been my fault, but I don't think it was. I was trying to, like, you know, I'm a writer. I write. I'm a storyteller. I start from the beginning to right now. And so I was trying to tell her, like, this is my childhood. This is what happened. And this is how I feel right now. I, at that moment when I went to therapy, to me it was, I feel really bad for being an asshole to my parents. I feel, because I was a very, I was, like, very alone. I felt incredibly isolated because I, at that moment in time, the beginning of that first semester, I've never felt so ill mentally in my life. Like, I felt not even like a person. I felt so far from myself. And do you remember that?
Yeah.
It was, like, bad. I didn't know what to do, and all this stuff came back. Like, I only have my family, and I've been just a snotty, you know, like,
you were cooped up with them for a long time, and you had every right to resent them for keeping you locked up, even though it was for your safety.
But
for
COVID. Then I think about like my dad, and like I love my dad, but I don't show it. And there's I remember like why I am the way that I am to my family. I don't have a close relationship with anybody in my immediate family other than my mother, just because she was the only person that I had. In like specifically to relate to relevant time in quarantine, I could not go anywhere. I could not see friends. So she was the only person that I could relate to and that she would listen to me and just be my friend. So she is pretty much the only person in my family that I have a close relationship to. And that's for many reasons, not just the quarantine thing. And I would like to have a relationship with my brothers. I always say, like, they're
You do, like, say you're really close.
And I do. And I used to be. And recently, I started feeling bad about it. Because, don't worry about it. I'm holding my boob.
I'm
holding my boob.
Yeah.
It's
comforting.
Yeah. It's like a stress ball.
Continue. This is like a therapy session right now.
I lost track of what I was saying. My brothers.
Yes.
And I am the youngest out of my whole sibling, whatever. They're older. One lives in Los Angeles. The other lives in Syracuse. They have their own lives. I have mine now that I'm in college. And I feel like, and I'm not the type of person who, I don't know what it is. I really just don't like texting people.
I'd rather be face-to-face to have that real, like.
And I whenever I text people, like, I don't have anything to say to you right now. I have no news. I mean, maybe I do have news, but at the time I didn't realize it. And I get nervous or anxious, like, I'm bothering them. And then the fact that, like, I don't talk to them or, like, they don't talk to me often for their own, like, understandable circumstances, not the fact that they're ignoring me.
Yeah.
That thought and the overthinking, anxious thought in my head is like, no, they don't want to talk to you.
Because my, not me, contacting
my own,
you.
Yeah. Yeah, even my own brothers hate me.
They
like,
don't.
That's the kind of thing. I know they don't. I know they don't.
It's just you can't
control. Well, you can, but at that moment when it first hits, you can't control that thought.
Mm-hmm.
What was the original thing I was talking about? Oh, therapy.
Therapy.
Jesus Christ. This is exactly what I was doing in therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And it got me nowhere. It got me, there's nothing wrong with you.
Yeah. That's, I mean.
She said out of her mouth, like, I also talked about, like, I have a lot of fear.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of fear that I made a bad decision coming here. I have a lot of fear that I don't know what I'm doing. That everything is just wrong for me. And
it's
just
normal, pretty much.
Yeah. And she said out of her mouth, like, yeah, you have a lot of fear. There's nothing wrong with you.
What? Contradicting. I don't think we ever talked about the way that we went into therapy or something?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Backstory time. We
I have to check this.
We wanted to go to therapy together. And because we had like both the same problems and stuff. And then we got there and it was the therapist that Sonia had. And we both subconsciously were like, yeah, I think we need separate therapists. It wasn't anything against one another.
Yeah,
I think
no.
It was just like in my mind, I'm like, I don't think we're going to be able to like say everything we want to say.
Yeah. I got to be honest.
They were confused also if it was couples therapy.
Yeah.
Which was funny.
I have to be honest. Why did we decide? What was our reasoning for wanting to do that again? I don't remember.
You brought it up, man.
I don't remember.
You were like, you know what? I think we. What do you think about group therapy? Like, just you
yeah,
and I.
Yeah, I thought like group therapy, as in like group therapy, like
with other people.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
It just kind of happened, but then we.
It's whatever. It happened one time. No, it's not embarrassing or whatever.
But that's funny because I was like, I don't really want to stay with this therapist, and you decided to go with her.
Because, you know.
It's okay.
Every now and then I have a hard time saying no.
And they make it feel weird, too. They're like, do you want to, like, go with somebody else? Like, kind of,
yeah,
like, guilding
yeah.
you
like,
a little bit. But
yeah.
they don't mean anything by it. Like,
yeah, no.
But as somebody who, let me see, how many times have I been to therapy? That's kind of a weird question. I went to therapy when I was a little kitty, and then in high school, and then now. So I've been to therapy two times, like, really extensively.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's not what a therapist should tell you.
Yeah, well.
I've had instances where my first therapist would, like, ask me questions and stuff. It was mostly because, like, stuff that was going on in my childhood and, like, provoking me. But also not pushing me because, you know, I was just, like, it was just, like, to get away from it all, sort of. And I was playing with little toys.
Mm-hmm.
Second time, she didn't talk much. The new therapist did not talk much at all. But she still, like, would suggest things that I needed. All the times I went to therapy were different. And I didn't stay long for the third time here at college, even though she was really great and agreed with me with a lot of things. Not sure if that's like bad or good, or maybe pretty much because I was right with the things that I was saying, but
yeah.
She was really supportive and reassuring.
Mm.
So I would say I want to recommend you to my therapist that I did last year.
Okay.
She's awesome. If you want to go back.
Yeah, I might have to.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about that.
Okay, I don't know what you're looking at.
I see shadows.
Me too. But...
Yeah, you're normal. You see shadows. You're fine.
Yeah, I know. It's just the light. Back to... I don't even know how we started.
I don't either. I was talking about therapy and how I needed to go back. And then I was
it was
like,
letting
yeah,
go.
I really need to start letting go.
Letting go, moving
like
on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
Letting go.
Letting go. What are some like examples of things that
I need to let go?
I guess because you said you don't let go.
I don't know. I just
put
myself on the spot there.
Let's see. There can be even small little things, like maybe someone said something to you and it just kind of sticks with you. I know I have some of those things.
Oh yeah, I have a lot of those.
Mainly stuff that you can like bring up in an argument and like jab at them, I guess, a little bit. It's not the best thing to do, but there's stuff that people say that really sticks, and mostly it's out of just immediate emotion, whether it's anger or sadness or confusion.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think back to those, a lot of people could say like, oh no, they were just like, that's just how they were feeling then, or that's just how I was feeling then. I didn't really mean to say that and all this stuff. And it just like, to you, it doesn't,
yeah, right,
doesn't stick in your head.
Whenever someone does that, I always feel like, oh, so you waited to say that. You know, yeah, what I mean? Oh, you waited till right now.
You were saving that in a little black book somewhere tucked away.
Yeah, you know, like, yeah, you know, Sony does this. It doesn't really, you know, it makes me upset, but I'm not going to say anything about it. Mm-hmm. We get in an argument. Oh, you're a terrible person.
Mm.
Oh, so you've been, yeah, why, okay, then why are you, you know,
friends
what I mean?
With me or something, yeah.
No, it's actually, sometimes you are a bad person, the bad guy. Oh, sometimes you are the bad guy. Thanks.
Shing, right into thanks, your abdomen. Really. Ouch. I've been the classic, not everyone's like you, when it was just a stupid little argument that didn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a word pronunciation argument.
What does that mean?
Not everyone's like you.
Yeah, but that,
I was trying to prove my point of the pronunciation or the spelling of a word and something, and that's just came out of nowhere and stuff.
Not
and
everyone's like you.
It just... Okay. Sticks with me, and but then yeah. I've had that looping on a record in the back of my mind for like a while, ever since that happened, and I've turned it on to myself as if I'm saying that to myself to remind myself, like, hey, not everybody's you, not everybody's gonna reply immediately, and not everybody is thinking so much about this thing that you are.
Yeah.
So it's a pearl now, not a grain of sand.
And that's actually really important.
I feel like there so are.
It kind of did you a favor.
Huh?
It kind of did you a favor.
A little bit. But that took a while took a lot of thinking over and realizations and growth or whatever to be like, oh, yeah, I guess that's not that bad when I say it to myself. Also, talking about words and stuff when people are like angry or something, it just like makes you let's say you had an argument and with your friend via
what's
text or something
right now?
I can't I don't know how to
not me either.
Say you had an argument with your friend over text,
mm-hmm,
and they said something hurtful, and then you haven't like replied or they haven't replied to you,
mm-hmm,
and it's just kind of sitting there and it's not doing anything.
Uh-huh.
And neither of you have talked about it. So then there's that moment where you're like, maybe I should reach out, because you're feeling that like, oh, I miss the good parts. I miss the, I miss the like nostalgia of it all, the good days.
Mm-hmm.
And then you like, you're about to text them and then you're like, wait a minute. You look at the old messages right there and you're like, that still hurts me.
Yeah.
So I'm not over that, mm-hmm, yet, but I haven't been thinking about it until that moment. To me, I do that. I used to do that. And it's just like the self-criticalness, self-criticism,
mm-hmm,
I guess, where it's like, God, that's so pathetic of me. It's so pathetic of me to want to crawl back to this person, to do something about it. When I've always been the one to engage, to try and, you know, make things better and all that stuff.
And
And then that makes me want to step back again, because I'm like, no, I'm waiting for them to do something, because if they care, then they'll do something about it.
Right. Absolutely.
But maybe they're thinking that about me, but it's like they don't know that I've been through all this stuff and I want them to actually do something about it. You know what I mean? So that way it's just like a Texas standoff.
Yeah, I think about that too. When I had this thing with those two people, mm-hmm, that were my friends, I think, like, you know, maybe, you know, that's the same idea. I think we've talked about this before on here, but, like, the same idea where it's, like, maybe, you know, they're thinking the same thing or whatever like that.
And that's,
but
I
when I
hate
think
not
about
knowing
those people, you gotta, like, consider the person you're, like, dealing with here. And you remember, like, oh, well, they would care with somebody else. You know what I mean?
Like you see them putting effort in other places and other friendships.
No, they're not thinking this fucking thing as me.
And then it's like, do I mean anything at all to you?
Yeah, right. So there's also like a fine line. You got to consider like who you're dealing with. And if you're dealing with someone who's anxious or like overthinker, then yeah, that's probably the situation. Like if it was with me, probably.
It's really hard not to put words or thoughts in other people's minds, but you just don't know. You just can't read minds, and you can't.
Nothing feels better than letting someone go.
Yeah.
Nothing feels better. I'm serious. I feel so relieved that I have nobody in my life right now.
Jesus.
Like those people. And it's just, I feel good about it. Like, I mean, sometimes I feel bad. Like, maybe it was my fault.
There's always going to be
I am the bad guy.
Because, again, no matter what decision you make, the other decision's always going to look better because you never made it and you never know what happened.
And with that double-edged sword, it doesn't matter. It ends up not mattering.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. You're going to have this person say this one thing and believe this one thing. You're going to have two. You're always going to have two sides of the story. With that,
in a perfect world, we could just have a court case and get everyone's opinions out there to the judge.
And people are stubbornish, and you will most likely 100% more than 85% of the time. That was a rough estimate, but 85% of the time, you're gonna get people who are like, "No, I am right."
Yeah,
I am. Right.
Yeah, they just don't see or put themselves in the other people's shoes.
Not those people. You don't want those people in your life anyway. Like, come on. Maybe consider other people. You know what I mean? Come on.
It's a very double-edged sword because you're like, maybe you're the type of person who wants to, everyone just get along. Everyone just get along. I believe I'm right, but I want to see myself in the other person's point of view and that. And then it just gets you battling with your mind and everything because you're like, do I understand where they're coming from or understand where I'm coming from at the same time without.
Yeah, and that goes back to the betrayal of yourself. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't
Because you shouldn't just push your feelings aside make everything happy. That's people pleasing.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sick of doing that. I can tell you that. There's times that I hate this a lot. And it's been recent, and these situations where I'm upset about something, and I believe that it's valid, and then it gets turned around on me, and it's like, oh, so I'm, taking it and an unnecessary turn, or I'm always apologizing for something.
Yeah, because it's like you get upset with something and then the other person turns it on to them.
Yeah.
Sort of, where it's feel pity for me and feel like you need to apologize to me, going back to how you are always the one to be.
And I've noticed in my most recent arguments and situations with my friends,
mm-hmm.
I don't understand. I'm always the one apologizing for it. And it's starting to make me feel really bad.
Why are you apologizing for an issue that you brought up to somebody else that they should be apologizing for?
Yeah, I have trouble with, maybe I do have trouble with, communicating what fucking some people quote unquote, the right way. Or what's good for them.
Their perception of, their standard of the right way.
I think my problem is, I found a common denominator. They're guys. I'm serious. Mm-hmm. They are guys. I am only friends here with guys.
I'm slow nodding right now.
Yeah. It's and it's starting to make me piss me off a little bit. 'Cause when I am upset about something, I to myself know it is valid.
Yeah.
Because this is not my first rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
I know why this hurts me. And I know, what I mean? And I bring it to you. You understand.
It's because we're women.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sick of being, the one.
You're getting mansplained, man. You're getting not manipulated, but just
it's not manipulation.
Making
it's
just a fool out of yourself. Not by being friends with them, I mean, but because they're men. Oh my god.
No, it's whatever. I don't know anymore, man.
No wonder. I'm sick of feeling this men way. Never, I mean, I'm not going to make that bold of a statement. God. Men sometimes never want to apologize or admit that they're wrong. Depends absolutely on the person, not. But
here's the thing. Make sure
that that's still recording.
Watch this stop.
Oh, did it stop?
Okay, no, we're good. 30 minutes in. So, I have a friend group full of guys.
Mm-hmm.
I have this one friend who some likes to, you know,
cause trouble.
Not necessarily. Just
kick sand
opinion,
up.
Just put their opinion mm-hmm on things and none of their business. No shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I've told them to their face.
Yeah. Get down.
And I do something that has a backstory, you know, and they don't, and that particular person doesn't know why I'm doing that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm, like I said, the bad guy. And I'm like, why are you saying this thing, making me feel crazy for what I'm doing when you don't know why I'm doing it in the first place?
Yeah, they don't know the context of it.
And a lot of the time it's with my boyfriend. And I get mad at my boyfriend for doing things that I ask him not to do in general. Like, specifically going on his phone when he's with me. I mean, I understand if it's to, like, you know what I mean? But to me, it's offensive to just sit on your phone.
I've had that experience too. It makes you feel like there's more important things.
Yeah, right. I ask him politely, because like, what, you're just gonna go on and TikTok and Instagram?
You can be on your phone any other time. Like, you can be having a text conversation and going back and forth in between. That's fine. But if you're in person, like, take that time to be present.
Yeah, exactly.
With the person, even if there's moments of silence. Exactly. Like, yeah, check the time, whatever. But
I politely, you know, can
that's
you
just our standards.
Can you just not be on your phone? And sometimes he does it on, like, subconsciously or whatever. Like, he's used to doing it. And, like, I understand. But, like, a lot of time I joke about it. Like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Drop your phone.
Yeah.
And it's – I'm not actually hostile about it. Like, I'm just messing around. But to the other person in the room, I'm, like, hostile.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I'm, like, you know, like, tap it out of their hand or something. I'm not, like, fucking, like, you know, taking throwing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just messing around. He knows it. And then I'm the bad guy. I'm crazy for it. And this person likes to put their opinion on things, make me feel like an absolute tool.
Yeah, maybe you should try and find some more friends.
Yeah.
Just it's to also, vary your options.
And this is also my boyfriend's fault with the fact that he just sits there and doesn't defend me. Yesterday, I legitimately had to tell him. I turned around. I'm like, come on. It was like this thing. And I'm like, no, stop. We're watching a movie. And that person was in the room with us. It was just three of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, pause the movie. I turn to him and I'm like, no, how about you defend me right now? How about you defend me right now? And he did. He's never done that. It pisses me off because I don't think I should have to ask him to defend me when he knows that he's doing something wrong. And I'm not going to stop being like...
The way you are.
The way that I am with other people. This is, like, my relationship is serious. I'm taking it seriously. If you're doing something that I ask you not to do in private, I'm going to ask you not to do it in public. You know what I mean? Like, how about you be considerate? Be, like, yourself and normal, not different around other people. Just because I don't even know why. Because... And it makes me upset. Like, I don't want to have to ask him, how about you stand up for me?
Yeah.
When you know that you're in the wrong. And he takes it as a joke. He just looks at me and he's like, has this like smile on his face. Like, it's funny that I'm getting whatever. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Defend me.
It's a red flag.
Defend me.
I hate it. I hate to say it. I'm sorry.
It's a red flag.
It's a red flag.
I don't know, man.
It's a little like one of those ones they put in the burger. You know?
Yeah.
They serve you the burger and there's a little flag in it.
Yeah,
it's
I
red.
Guess so. But,
Don't let people step on you. Don't let people...
Yeah, and I've been having a really hard time with that lately because I don't know how to defend my... Like, because for so long I haven't... I've been that person, you know what I mean?
You're the defender.
Yeah, and I don't know how to do that for myself. Like, I don't know. I feel, you know, small because I feel like I don't have anybody. And yeah, I feel like I'm just...
Because you've... I get that. Lost. Where you've had times where you've had to defend yourself and... or somebody else.
Yeah.
And when it comes to you, you haven't had much experience with that. Yeah. Without making yourself feel... Look like an or idiot. Look crazy yeah. or sound crazy or something. Yeah, that's... I hate having to defend myself sometimes.
Yeah, me too. I wish I didn't have to. I hate people.
You just need other people to back you up on it. But then... In certain situations, it's like, well, no, that's not fair. Or, like, it's biased because they know you or something or, you know, whatever.
I don't know. This is also complex. I don't know. It's also complicated.
Yeah. I hate are they called open-ended apologies or no?
Well, what do you mean?
Not half-assed apologies. I don't know.
Do you have an example?
Saying sorry just to say sorry, I guess. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like, why can't you just apologize? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I've done those. But the thing is, like, I mean it. It's just I haven't gotten to that point yet. Because a lot of the time, I've always felt like I don't know if I've talked about this, but for a really long time, I'm always the one being blamed. So it's my automatic thing to, like, defend myself in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's not the right thing, but, like, a lot of the time it is. Because, I mean, I don't know, it's complicated. I don't mean any harm or, like, thing by it. But I always do, I like always do apologize just sometimes at the time I haven't gotten to the apology stage yet where I'm just like trying to understand, you know what I mean? And then I say, and they're like, why can't you just, you know, say you're sorry?
Mm-hmm.
And then I say I'm sorry. And then they continue complaining about it. And I'm like,
isn't that what you wanted? Or yeah,
I'm not a bad person for doing it. I'm just trying to understand. I'm trying to put myself in their shoes and not giving me time to do it.
In certain situations, that's just the term that's always going to be said. In certain situations,
yeah.
You don't want to say sorry because you feel like you're in the right and you feel like you deserve it.
Yeah, right. Apology. And this goes back to what we were talking about before. Like, there'll always be this one person who thinks that they're right. But there's a difference between, you know, you of course you're going to think that you're right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But there's a difference between trying to, like, you know what, yeah, I understand. But I really do think, and you know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with it.
Because if you don't apologize, then it'll...
Right.
It'll just keep going. And no one will apologize.
Oh, my God. It happened to me yesterday. Yeah. I was...
Life is strange.
I don't know. I feel like, you know what, how about we make everyone the bad guy? Call it a day.
Give everyone a... Well...
Nobody's... No, yeah, that shit. You know, nobody's good. Yeah. Name one person who's good. Probably fake.
The Pope.
No, not even. Not even. The Catholic Church.
Or like a nun.
A nun?
Nuns are probably not even. Yeah.
The fact that... I'm not going to say that. That would be controversial.
Who is a little bit controversial. No, even bad people can be good, but good people
and
can
good
be
people
bad.
Can...
Yeah.
I can detest. I can agree. That's
detest. I don't know anything about the court system.
I know a few things. Sometimes I feel like I should be a lawyer.
Yeah.
Overruled. You will be charged with one count of contempt.
Don't even know what that is.
I learned that from the trial of Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
7.
Contempt. I don't even... Nada. Brain empty. No. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Letting go. Letting go.
Just let go. Who cares anymore?
Just let go.
Just let go. Let it go. I'm stretching.
God, I wish I could let go. I do let go, but then it just resurfaces.
Yeah, right.
I don't know how.
That's what I'm saying too. I say like I don't let go, but that's exactly.
It just takes way longer than you think it is. Mm-hmm. Because if I can just think back, like, I don't know, middle school or elementary school, like this one person or something. Mm-hmm. I can think about it. I can bring it up. I can retell the story. I can re-feel the feelings. But there's this one instance where I can just, like, it doesn't matter to me anymore. It doesn't at all. And I just wish that that feeling could be applied to more recent things, I guess.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Maybe it's just the people.
It's definitely just the people.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually the issue.
Yeah. I just wonder, like, why people don't see my side sometimes.
I don't know.
But that's just because that's who they are. They're going to believe themselves more than anyone else.
And the crazy part about that is, that is to you, what is to them? What is to you is to them. So, like,
so they're wondering why I'm not understanding.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So it'll be an endless cycle of why this person, that person. It's always going to be that way.
I know.
There's nothing you can really do about it. And, you know, conflict makes the fucking world go round, apparently. So
I don't know. I don't know either.
Everything's fine. You're not. I mean, that's not true. You probably are.
Grinch.
Crazy. There's nothing wrong with it. There's a difference between
everyone's
being
a little
good
crazy.
And bad.
Everyone's a little
crazy
out there.
Or yeah, just be yourself. But also, don't be yourself if you are crazy, bad crazy. I don't know what I'm saying.
What's a goal for yourself for this week? Small goal.
I really don't want to think about this week because I'm so anxious all these fucking projects.
Still trying to get into the groove of my classes.
I'm so anxious.
And this weather. Oh, this weather.
Yeah, I miss summer weather. I want to dress versatile.
I wish it was just like a nice summer fall weather all the time.
I agree.
So it's not too cold, like not too
snow.
Hot.
I do like some snow.
Yeah. Yeah. I went into the clay studio over the weekend and I finished my project. And
awesome.
I'll say I did fulfill a little romanticizing of life where it's like, ooh, I'm making clay in the studio and listening to music and feeling cool.
You'd be like Ghost. Is that the movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze or whatever? And he's like bending over you.
Oh,
that fucking
scene?
Yeah, whatever it is. Is that Ghost?
I only know that because if I saw a parallel with Euphoria or something. A controversial take. I don't have any interest in Euphoria.
Me neither.
I quite not like it.
I don't
and I haven't even
it.
Watched it.
Yeah,
it's the way the community portrays it. Yeah, I know. There's certain aspects of the show that I want to take out of it, but the majority of the show is with other actors or stuff that I just don't want to watch or something.
I hate it. It's not, I don't understand. It's just one of those facts.
I can't even afford HBO Max. Everybody, oh my god, I tell you, when Euphoria season 2 came out, everybody is asking me, have you watched Euphoria yet?
I'm like,
dude.
And, you know, sometimes it feels good.
I know people are
me.
Just reaching out and trying to be like, do you like something that I like? Do you want to talk about it?
But also, that's like everybody.
And I do that with people, and they've never even heard of what I'm talking about.
Oh, and I feel like better. I feel like I like saying something, and people don't know what I'm talking about.
That is a power move.
I like it, because I'm not, I don't want to be able to hop on the next trend. The next trend. I don't like doing that. I like having my own, you know. And I'm not going to do it. Usually I hop on after the trend is over.
When it dies out.
Yeah, that's what I usually do. Like with Breaking Bad and shit like that. So, and then, I'm not going to call that person out again.
This mask keeps itching my lip. It's okay.
Itchy lip.
Itchy weep. All right, you want to end this?
Yeah, I'm tired.
Okay, me too.
I'm burnt out.
It's a lazy Sunday.
It is a lazy Sunday, and I have so much work.
Oh, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Follow us on Instagram. It's just the title of the podcast with underscores for spaces.
Yeah.
We love you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Drink a glass of water.
Mm-hmm.
Take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
Read a book.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you next time.
Eat.
Bye.
Bye.